Greetings, my friend. We are all interested in the future, for that is where you and I are going to spend the rest of our lives. And remember, my friend, future events such as these will affect you in the future.
Once again, beating on your undeserving eardrums,
it's Radio Like You Want!
With your hosts, Mike Routier
and Flag the Ripper.
The morning show, Mike. It's the morning mallard coming at
It's not
at
the morning mallard, Blag. It's the creepy, scary Halloween special. Right. Put that crap away, would you?
Jesus. It's Halloween.
You're ruining the mood over here.
Happy Halloween. I'm going to take acid this year and sleep with someone half my age.
We're sleeping together this year?
This guy's a broadcasting titan, ladies and gentlemen. And Mike Routier has put together a fascinating show. I even came up with some weird background theme music, but that was about it. Your boy Mike Routier is really the master this week. He's come up
You're
with...
You're taking credit for the background theme
music. Well, you haven't heard it yet. It's pretty hilarious, Mike. But
I did the background theme music.
your boy
and then there's some songs in there, and the rest of the shit is like 99. I don't know. You're like a one percenter, Blag.
One
percenter used to be a cool thing. You're like a badass biker guy. Now you're just a fucking... dickhead.
That's right.
I
did 1% of the work on this week's show. It's all about Mike Routier. We are bringing you a Halloween festival from Radio Like
Your
You
Face
Want.
With my fist.
What can I say? I'm headed up north. I've been occupied otherwise. We're going up north for Halloween. We're playing with Zeke, one of my all-time favorite bands.
Oh, man,
bands.
That's going to be a classic. That's right, guys. Don't sleep on this. The dwarves are hitting the West Coast. Blag, you're going to be out there scaring the bejesus out of everyone.
I'm telling you what. Portland, Seattle, and even Kelso. And then Sunday, it's our return.
The Kelso?
To the People's Republic of Berkeley. We're playing with La Plebe, Drug Lords of the Avenues. It's going to be a wild Halloween. But, Mike, you have brought the people some intense, some insane, some wacky-ass tracks.
It's Halloween night, my friend. We're heading out to Boston. We're going to get the freeze on. Radio Like You Want.
Of yours a new home in the skull of the Frankenstein monster.
Turn up this record and turn the lights down.
To the creep, to the monster creep.
Try a new dance that just blew into town. Stop around the room and have a crazy time. And do the creep, do the creep, do the monster creep. And do the creep, do the creep, do the monster creep. All you gotta do is just stomp your feet.
creep, ah ha ha. Do the creep, do the monster creep, ah ha ha. Do the creep, do the monster creep. Come on everybody and sip a witch's brew.
Do the creep, do the monster creep.
You can do the creep now, like the monsters do.
Do the creep, do the monster creep.
Make like a vulture, give your girl a peck. She can be a vampire nibbling on your neck. And do the creep, do the creep, do the monster creep. And do the creep, do the creep, do the monster creep. If you do the creep and you do it well, your favorite cruel friend will be under your spell. Ah ha ha, do the creep, do the monster creep. Ah ha ha, do the creep, do the monster creep.
Go! Go to this theater to see the science fiction picture to end all science fiction pictures. Did he or didn't he? Is he a monster or isn't he? Only his space agency knows for sure, and they won't tell. When the capsule comes down without the astronaut, everyone is on the go, including who or what did come down. Monster a go-go. Here's the picture that grabs the screen and shakes it. The picture that makes you wonder if the Earth is coming to an end right in the theater in front of you. Never in your life have you seen such a combination of happy, sad, good, bad, rock'em, sock'em action. When you walk out, you wonder what you've seen, because never has there been a motion picture like this. Monster a go-go, with a genuine 10-foot-tall monster to give you the whim-whams. Monster a go-go, with astronauts and space capsules and pretty girls, and cosmic radiation and pretty girls, and screams and pretty girls. There's something for everyone in the picture they're all talking about, the picture with go. Monster a go-go.
Then I slapped her around and I laughed real loud. She told me that she loved me and this made me feel fine. So I hit her again, then I asked her to be mine. She admired my strength and she gave me a kiss. She said, "There's something about your fist that I can't resist." She said, "Okay, but I can't stay out late." I asked her how come, as I swung my club around, then I dragged her away without any delay. We were admiring the moon and the stars up above, when suddenly something gave me a shove. Her mother had come in a tremendous rage. I told her, "Shut your mouth and act your age." She didn't stop her blabbing, so I gave her a sock. Then I hit her on the head with a great big rock. She stopped all her gabbing and went quietly to sleep. It was very, very nice of her to be so sweet. I'll protect my girl from any kind of harm. And she admires my brains, the way I handle my arm. A mother loves me now and is very good to me. I'm a caveman, madam, and that's the way I'm gonna be. This is the beast in me. Men admire me. Women long for me. I'm a teenage caveman.
I was a teenage caveman right there. That is a one manly track by Randy Luck. That is probably the most manly caveman track I've ever heard of.
I'm telling you what, he's like a caveman mixed with an out homosexual, I would say. I mean, but he does have some great allusions to domestic
with Rick
violence.
Taylor, his version of a caveman.
Yeah. Tossing confetti on the Neanderthals there. Yeah, that was a wacky one, Mike. Where did you ever find that? I don't know. Was it on the Domestic Violence compilation album?
No, it was on the I Was a Teenage Caveman / 12 O'Clock 7-inch from 1958, Black. But thanks for asking. The Munsters before that. Now, that actually wasn't the Munsters. That was just some pseudo Munsters band.
You know, everybody's fronting trying to be the Munsters, yeah. Mike. You know, but there's really
too.
Only one original.
It's like the Osmond version. The newest teenage singing group, the Munsters, they call themselves. And they actually slapped a picture of the Munsters right on the front of the record. Anyways, that one's called Munster Creep.
And don't forget, our old friends the Standells were on the Munsters. So go back
right.
And pick up every episode you can.
iTunes has got them all, my friend. The Freeze before that. Halloween Night, a classic punk rock on there from Guilty Face, their debut 7-inch from 1982. Black, that gets us up to date, my Boston friend.
Man, I guess the Freeze are Boston royalty because they're on that classic compilation, This Is Boston, Not L.A., but we are forging ahead to the Midwest.
It's Satan time, my friend. Pagans,
on radio,
Eyes of Satan.
Like you want.
A film your conscience will never let you forget, and it's wild beyond belief. Satan's Sadists.
I was born mean. By the time
torn out of today's headlines, a shocking, realistic story of the wave of revolution and anarchy sweeping our country today. Satan's Sadists.
You're the friend of mine, you're the friend of mine, so you need to buy evil. You're right, cop. You're right, I am a rotten bastard. I admit it. But I tell you something. Even though I got a lot of hate inside, I got some friends who ain't got hate inside. They're filled with nothing but love. Their only crime is growing their hair long, smoking a little grass and getting high, looking at the stars at night, writing poetry in the sand. And what do? You bust down their doors, man. Dumbass cop. You bust down their doors and you bust down their heads. You put them behind bars. And you know something funny? They forgive you.
Classic right there.
The Knight Riders, Born Mean, from the Satan Sadist soundtrack. They were calling him Satan, Mike. It's
everybody was, and his mom was everyone's girl.
Before that, of course, we heard the Dwarves, My Band, Motherfucker, Step Off. That's from the classic Thank Heaven for Little Girls record. Satan is a Friend of Mine, covered by none other than the Entombed in Sweden. If you ever get a chance, check out that version. Yeah.
What album was that off of again?
Entombed. I don't even know.
What? Thank Heaven for Little Girls. A lot of people say that's your finest hour on wax, Blag.
Is that right?
Everybody but you.
I always liked Blood Guts better than that one, but that's a good one. There's some good tracks
Nobody
on there.
Says that. I was just kidding.
Is that right? No one says anything about me, Mike.
Before that, The Pagans, Eyes of Satan. That's a demo they did. Came out on Buried Alive LP, 1985. A little post-release there.
Had they already broken up by that point?
Yeah, they were done in the early 80s.
And I think that guy from The Pagans went on to write a book, didn't he? I should know his
name. Yeah,
it's
called Freakonomics.
See, you're always confusing me with this stuff, Mike. That's why I got to pull out the morning show
Paul
stuff.
Wins here.
Why do we get into this heavy stuff?
This is the Halloween show, man. Keep it scary, god damn it.
Oh!
All right, that was our Satan set right there. But we're
coming up with a really scary book. It was totally scary.
Was it called?
It kept me up at night.
Pit in the Pendulum?
It was called I Did Dope with Everybody in the 70s.
Whoa, you're freaking me out, Black.
On radio.
Like you want.
Shindiggers, I'm Jimmy O'Neill, happy to welcome you to a most seasonal shindig. Now, naturally, the season is Halloween, and tonight we have a frightfully chilling experience for you. To introduce our Monster Mash, here he is, the master of the macabre, the most frightening man alive. What is it?
Oh, it's a horrible sight.
What do you see?
Myself laughing. It's a terrible sight.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're seeing our special guest host for this evening, Mr. Boris Karloff.
Please don't scream. You may waken them.
Who?
Those monsters backstage with the long hair.
Mr. Karloff, those aren't monsters. That's Jim Duval and the Gauchos. They're going to perform on the show tonight.
Oh, don't tell me they were alive. Oh, how dreadful. I just buried them outside.
Oh.
I do hope they're no more like them abroad.
Well, as a matter of fact, we do have Ted Cassidy on tonight.
You mean Lurch and the Adams family?
Yes.
You do need protection. Ghouls, ghastly, goblins, ghosts. Heed the call of your special ghost. Dig out, you bums!
Well, anyway, ladies and gentlemen, here they are, fresh from the grave, Jim Duval and the Gauchos, and tell me what you're gonna do.
Heard strange noises coming from a house on the hill, so I crept up to the window and looked over the sill. My heart almost stopped, I nearly died of fright. By the dim candlelight, I saw the strangest sight. There was Frankenstein and Dracula and Wolfman too, dancing with some zombies, what a ghastly crew. Viola the vampire was doing the bop, and everything was rocking at the monster's pop. The crazy witch doctor was dancing with a ghoul. The organ was playing, but no one was there. And the headless horseman was combing his hair. There was Frankenstein and Dracula and Wolfman too, dancing with some zombies, what a ghastly crew. Viola the vampire was doing the pop, and everything was rocking at the monster's hop. Empty house upon the hill. The night I saw the monsters dancing, ooh, what a thrill. The wind did howl, the night was black. I nearly lost my mind, I'm never ever going back. There was Frankenstein and Dracula and Wolfman too, dancing with some zombies, what a ghastly crew. Viola the vampire was doing the bop, and everything was rocking at the monster's hop.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, now is the time for our nursery rhyme. A long time ago, the world had just begun. Everyone had gone to the sun. And they had a new dance, and it went like this. Papa Papa Dooba. The name of the dance is the Peppermint Twist. Papa Papa Dooba. You'll like it like this, the Peppermint Twist. Papa Papa Dooba. Round and round, up and down. Round and round, up and down. Round and round and up and down. And one, two, three, kick. One, two, three, jump, jump. So meet me, baby, down at 45th Street. There the Peppermint Twist is neat. Let me learn to do this Peppermint Twist. Round and round, up and down. Round and round, up and down. Round and round and up and down. And one, two, three, kick. One, two, three, jump, jump.
Well, I was walking one night past the old museum when I saw a sight that made me flip my beam. A big white thing came walking through the door, and when I saw what it was, when I let out a roar, it was a rather large mummy with a rather large tummy, yes. I mean a way out mummy, it's really, really, with a way out tummy, oh yes. Well, it was rocking, it was rolling, it was a real crazy spook. A long lost cousin too, King Farouk, was singing. This cat was big, man like he was large, his belly was swinging like Cleopatra's barge. When he took off his sheet, oh, he really was a gasser. He had a tattoo on his belly saying, I like Nasser. He was a way out mummy, really. I mean a really, really big tummy. Oh, I mean a fantastic mummy. Oh, something else. With a way out tummy, yes. Well, he was rocking and he was rolling. A real stupid spook. A long lost cousin to King Farouk was singing. Ho, 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 ho. Oh well, the sun came up, so I started to race. I had to get back to my mummy case. I never returned to this very day, but perhaps if you go by that museum, you might hear him say, I'm away out the mummy! With a swinging dummy! Yeah! I'm in the way out the mummy! Ooh. Oh, with a swinging dummy! Yeah! Blah, blah, blah. Well, I'm rocking, and I'm rolling, I'm a real crazy spook. I'm a long-lost cousin to King Farouk of singing.
Well, that's it for tonight, Shindiggers. And Mr. Boris Karloff, I certainly want to thank you for being our special guest host tonight, making our Halloween just a little bit safer.
Well, it was my pleasure, Jimmy. Next time on Shindig, we'll have the Strange Loves, Jackie Wilson, Nancy Sinatra, Tony and the Bandits, Fontella Bass, and Billy Joe Royal. Be sure to watch those shows. And this is Boris Karloff saying goodnight from Halloween Land.
And this is Ted Cassidy from wherever we are,
saying goodnight, Shindiggers everywhere. And remember, no matter what anyone says,
rock on.
Vlad. Get your woe out. Get your woe on. Whoa. Look out. Whoa. That was the Misfits.
How many bands just wouldn't even have a punk rock career now if it wasn't for going, whoa?
Let's see. Oh, how many without the woes?
I think that's like 20 of the AFI jams go, whoa.
Although I have to say, I think the Damned kicked that off. If you listen to our last Damned show, we started off with
Listen to the shows, Mike. I just make them.
That's what I'm telling you.
I should go back and check it out.
I have to explain this stuff. All right, the goddamn it, the Misfits right there. Horror Hotel, Three Hits from Hell, 1981. Before that, Bob Wrigley right there. The Way Out Mummy. That's a classic right there. Can't pass that up. Boris Karloff, you heard the Boris Karloff shindig cut in between those songs right there. He did the Peppermint Twist. Burt Convy, the Monster Hop, and we started out with the Ghastly Ones on that one.
Do you remember Burt Convy used to be like in the 70s? He was like one of those Chuck Woolery type guys. He did a
not at all.
He was on some kind
give
of
give me a show to hang my coat on here.
I wish I could remember. I was high even then, Mike. But you know, he used to do game shows and stuff like that. Burt Convy was the same.
The
guy.
The Monster Hop, yeah, that one's from 1958. Blag,
but
if you can
Boris
imagine
Karloff
that.
On the shindig. I don't know whose bright idea that was. The Peppermint Twist.
Well, actually, you know, I wrote this little paper about it. It was
is that right
explains
in college
the whole thing. Oh, the ladies are here. Whoa, on Halloween night. Come on in, ladies.
I am woman, hear me roar, in numbers too big to ignore, and I know too much to go.
Oh, yeah. Time once again from the touching, caring, caressing side of Radio
Like You
Want. Oh,
but
yeah,
it's
Halloween
scary,
scary time. Blag, what do we got here? A Kipling classic?
Meg Miles bringing us The Female of the Species is More Deadly Than the Male.
Ow!
I'm the kind of woman not hard to understand. I'm the one who cracks the whip and holds the upper hand. I'll beat you, mistreat you, till you quiver and quail. The female of the species is more deadly than the male. When you mess with me, you're fooling around with the flame. When you find that you've been burned, you've only yourself to blame. I'll hurt you, desert you, if you ever should fail. The female of the species is more deadly than the male. There's no doubt about it. I'll take my hat and go when our affair cools down. So long I can do without it. I'll find myself another man, I'll find myself a clown. I'm just like a gambler, you have to take a chance. With me you play a long shot when you gamble on romance. The payoff is way off, here's the point of the tale. The female of the species is more deadly than the male.
Darkness beckons to me. Another world. The world I see is far away, yet very near. A strange and beautiful world, in which one may be dead and yet alive.
Late one night when the moon shone bright, I was passing the cemetery. When a bite on the cheek left me feeling weak, that's where I met Vampire Mary. When I looked around, I was flat on the ground with a big black thing above me. Are we gonna get wet or you end up dead? Now do you love me? Dracula's daughter. Well, she gave me a peck that left me a wreck and said it'll settle at ease. And after that we go meet the old bat. You must come and see my daddy. We climbed a tree and I says, can we please pardon my intrusion? Well, he gave me a grin and said, my, you're thin. You could do with a blood transfusion. Lips are blue, eyes are red, I laugh like gurgling water. But I can't resist that passionate kiss, I'm in love. Dracula's daughter. We were wed in June beneath the yellow moon and we danced around the campfire. Says Mary to me when the clock strikes three, you're a genuine grade A vampire.
Terrifying picture of our time. I was a teenage werewolf. Fantastic, bewildering. A motion picture to stand beside the greatest horror stories of all time.
Ah!
That's how that song always ends, right, Blag?
That's right. The Cramps, ladies and gentlemen, one of my all-time favorites.
You hate the Cramps, you told me.
Never. Live from Palo Alto, California. That is an amazing version of I Was a Teenage Werewolf. Now, the original of that was an instrumental, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was just called The Werewolf. They based it off of a song called The Werewolf.
I think that was
a Northwest. It kind of sounds like our It Came From the Garage intro. It has like this, whoa.
We steal stuff, Mike, in case people haven't noticed. We just steal stuff right and left. Before that, we heard The Coasters. They were doing The Shadow Knows. Lieber and Stoller's heaviest and best R&B group. The Shadow Knows, there's a classic. Been covered by the Charlatans. Look for that version. But that was The Coasters from their Little Egypt EP, 1964. Before that, Screamin' Lord Sutch and the Savages. He was a wealthy young man from Britain with a penchant for weird monster movies.
I'd hire Jimmy Page to play guitar for me, too, if
I won the lottery.
Fuck it, man. Why not?
One of the coolest of all time, Screamin' Lord Sutch. You got to look for Jack the Ripper. I stole a certain song called Blag the Ripper from there. Screamin' Lord Sutch and the Savages. That was Dracula's Daughter. You got to play the Screamin' Lord on Halloween.
It's a law somewhere. I read it.
And before that, we heard Meg Miles for our Estrogen OD. Mike found the female of the species is more deadly than the male. That's from Satan in High Heels.
Oh my God. It's Halloween time again.
It's always Halloween here at Radio Like You Want. And I'll tell you what, it came from the garage. Now, speaking of stuff that the dwarves stole, we stole this little one from a Dutch punk band called The Last Words. See if you can figure this one out.
Huh? What? I'm confused.
I say that he comes. and his Dragula challenge some of the world's fastest cars in history's weirdest race. See the Munsters in their first full-length feature in Technicolor. Munster, go home.
Something screaming across your mind. devil in your head. Will you believe it when you're dead? Green slime. Man has looked out to space in wonder for thousands of years, sometimes thinking that life could be somewhere. And now it's here. Is this the end to all that we've done? Is it just something in your head? Will you believe it when you're dead? Green slime! Green slime! Green slime! Oh, green slime!
Classic right there. Now, that is a very good that's a rare version of that one where you actually get to hear the whole goddamn song, because most of the recordings you hear from that are cuddled from the outro from the movie, where this one is actually the full studio version right there.
By Richard Delvey.
That's right. From the Green Slime soundtrack. Before that, Maori Laws right there. Mad Monster Party. You remember that movie from the... It's kind of like a Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer version of the Halloween. It has all the animatronic characters.
Oh, that's right.
Mad Monster Party right there.
Only Mike would find the songs from the Mad Monster Party.
A trippy 80s synth band before that, the Comateens right there with the Munsters theme, doing the trippy take on that.
Comateens,
the Comateens. Yeah, you're right, Blag. I pronounced that totally wrong. The last words before that, Sleepy Hollow. Gee, that sounds so much like a Dwarves track.
It sounds a little like Unrepentant. But, you know, stealing things from 60s bands is good for you. The Cramps always did it. So do we. And I'll tell you what. We have got one of the sickest and most bizarre songs
Scatty
to end
all
our
over
show.
Again.
This is Houdini.
Hip-hop from the garage.
Oh, happy Halloween, boys and girls.
All the creatures meet. The last building to your left on the dead end street. You find skeleton bones outside in the pavement and torture chambers down in the basement. Cobwebs hanging over your head. Music being played by the Grateful Dead. And spinning on the turntables back to back was no other than my main man, Wolfman Jack. The MC of the night, rapping to the tunes. What's the creature from the Black Lagoon? There's a sign on the door that can't be missed. It reads, enter, but at your own risk. People have been reported going in the haunted house, but never again seen coming out. You ask me if it's true, I'll leave it up to you. Here's an invite, I hope I see you tonight.
Oh yeah, Houdini on Radio Like You Want. That's some old school hip-hop horror. I'll tell you what, Radio Like You Want is coming to an end, but you can call us 415-315-9662. Leave your dirty messages. We will play you on the air. You can request stuff to go on some of our features. Estrogen OD, It Came From The Garage, and of course, oh, Globetrotter. It's coming from all around the globe.
Don't forget Guilty Pleasure, my friends. Radio Like You Want has all our podcasts ready for download. Or you can go on to iTunes as well. Sign up for them now while you got the chance. Big thanks to PunkRadioCast.com for streaming our premiere shows every Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Louvre.com for playing again on Mondays. Upcoming Hank 3, Dave Alvin. You don't want to miss those shows, folks.
You got to hear the Dave Alvin interview, folks. Well, Mike, happy Halloween. Let's take some
happy
LSD.
Halloween.
Fuck some young girls.
Pass the shrooms. Pass
insane.
The pills. Pass the booze. Pass the
Greedy Worldwide.